My name is Stefan Bungert, and I'm the General Manager for GE Software in Europe.
Stefan, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Cambridge Service Alliance podcast series today on the future of digital technologies in an internet age. You were talking about the industrial internet. Can you tell me a little bit about where we've come from to? At what point in history are we?
I think we've come to the point where a number of things come together. First of all, sensors that you necessarily need to generate data on machines have become small enough, they have become powerful enough, and they have become cheap enough to be deployed in all sorts of machines and all sorts of applications. That allows you to generate a heap of data that you were never able to generate before, giving you insights you never had before. So that's one thing, the availability of cheap and powerful sensors. The second thing is that you now also have a embedded compute power that both in a form factor, i.e. how big it is it, and in a cost factor has come to a price point where again, you can deploy much more compute power on a machine and allow that machine to do many more things itself that you were never able to do before. So again, there's an inflection point in the technology that together with the sensors now converges onto something. The third point is connectivity is on the point of becoming ubiquitous. Now there's almost everywhere a wireless network these days. There is connectivity that you can use to pull the data down from the machines and to do something with it. Where in the past you never had that kind of sort of location everywhere. And finally, the last and final in that puzzle is your ability to collect and analyze that data in real time or near real time, again, globally and in cloud-based solutions, again, you were never able to do before, but now it becomes not only available, but also relatively cheap to do.
So what do you mean at GE by the term the industrial internet? How have you interpreted it?
I think what we mean by the industrial internet is the connection of intelligent machines with intelligent minds in a way that allows us to create new value beyond what we were able to do before.
And you've done that through a platform?
The platform is just a means to an end. We had to build out certain infrastructure and technologies and tools to get at the data, to transform the data, bring things together, to analyze things and to intelligently interpret them, to make them actionable. And to do that, we kind of built a platform that we call Predix, and that platform contains all sorts of elements of hardware, software, and tool infrastructures that allows you to do this in the first place. So it's not that the platform itself delivers the value, but it's a necessary prerequisite for you to be able to then build applications that allow you to create the value.
You said in your presentation that a 1% change can make a $27 billion difference to the profit line of a company. So therefore, tweaking your product, tweaking the services you offer can have a profound difference to your company.
The 1% example basically is just a thought experiment, right? What we're saying is when we look at the way industries operate today, and we pick out some typical industries within healthcare, some verticals, or within aviation, and we look at how they operate, what we find is that the operation is suboptimal. So we cannot get at all the costs that is in there because there are so many layers of complexity around it that you can never get at the issue in the past. And we also find that there's a lot of waste, not because people want to waste, but they have no other way than to waste. And put that together, and you have a value sitting there of, you know, depending on the industry, depending on the segment of the industry you're looking at, of $30 or $60 billion, that if you could unlock that value, now you would create a tremendous value for that company, but also for any service provider delivering solutions to that company. And that's the 1%. We kind of say, if you could only save 1% of fuel in the aviation industry, in the airlines industry, then that would be an equivalent value of $30 billion annually. So just a small saving gives an enormous return. And the only way you can get at that small saving is by using intelligent data and machines and connect them with intelligent minds.
And you said there were four forces shaping the industrial internet today. The internet of things, you mentioned sensor-to-sensor communications, intelligent machines, big data, and analytics. And yet there is a paradox there that companies think or don't understand how to analyze the big data, so they tend to dismiss it. Is that a good synopsis of what you said?
It starts with the problem that traditional infrastructures that collected data are not capable of really managing the enormous quantities of data that are being generated every day. So what people used to do is, out of a totality of available data points, they discarded most data because they were never able to store it or do anything meaningful with it. They didn't have the compute power, they didn't have the storage power, they didn't have the analytical tools that allowed them to do this. Today, this is different. As I said, we are at this point where several big technological inflection points come together. And so we can now create the infrastructure, we can create the tools, and we can use the analytics capabilities that allow us to handle these enormous data volumes and unlock that value. And that is what many companies have not really managed very efficiently today, and where most of the work still needs to be done.
And in terms of getting that best value from the industrial internet, you talked about the customer, how when the customer is sold a machine, the data from the use of that machine belongs to them. And we might have a future in which the customer perhaps charges for the use of their data and how they're using their fridge, their washing machine, because it has a value to that bottom line in the corporation. Do you think that we're going to have to rethink out how data is collected, the relationship between the seller and the customer?
Yeah, when it comes to data, both in the consumer space and the industrial space, today I always compare that a little bit to the Wild West. There is a lot of open space and a lot of people occupy that open space, and no one really understands what the future implications of that are today. Look at Facebook, look at other companies that are out there. There is a lot of controversy around the data they collect and how they use it. However, you know, they've put a stake in the ground, they are collecting the data, and so far no one's really contesting them in any meaningful way. And the same happens in the industrial space. A lot of data is out there, a lot of data gets collected and gets used. But I think what will happen going forward is we will develop, you know, more understanding as to how data is not only generated, shared, but also what the value of the data is and how you transact that value between the parties.
The future, would you like to do any crystal ball gazing, as we say? Just finally, in terms of industry, in terms of the corporate body, do you think that everything's up for grabs now? We're in a new industrial age. We're changing human intelligence through the data gathered from machines.
Yeah, very clearly we're at this point, yes. Yes, there's no big gazing. This is happening now. You know, you don't need to be very much forward-looking, or, you know, this is not 20, 25 years out. This is happening now. It's transforming industries, and it's all based on the capabilities.
And will we see more mergers? Will we see more small companies? In terms of manufacturing companies, we refer a lot at the Cambridge Service Alliance to big data, the servitization of manufacturing. Is that where we're at?
Yes, that's very clearly where we're at, yeah, and where we're headed going forward, yes.
And what do you think the big change going forward is? Is it big data?
I think it's the way we handle big data, because big data in itself is meaningless, you know, unless you make sense of it and you can translate it into intelligence that you can act on.
And what thing have you been most surprised about in your research, in your studies? Is there one thing that you thought, I didn't ever think that would happen?
I think I'm beyond being surprised, because there are so many things that are, you know, surprising happening in a very short period of time that you stop being surprised by yet another, you know, of these revelations.
So it's the speed of the Industrial Revolution.
Well, what we've seen is an acceleration, because every new generation of tools and techniques and technologies basically increases the speed with which you can do things significantly, and it also allows you more permutations on the way you do things, and it just multiplies it exponentially.
Stefan Bunger, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Cambridge Service Alliance podcast series today. I've enjoyed it.
Thanks for having me.